father, let the radio repeat it. The song for my father, let the radio repeat it. The song for my father, let the radio repeat it. Like every day's Father's Day weekend, celebrate it.
This is Do the Spray FM on African Radio.
Welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. A very special thanks to Dudu Spear from the first and only truly pan-African radio for this wonderful opportunity. It is with Dudu Spear that we can express opinion on being dude, unjudged. We can express our clear opinions in the best way for everyone to hear. Dudu Spear FM, we thank you very much. And a very special thanks to everybody who is joining us on today's show. A very special thanks to everyone who is watching us, who is listening to us, who is there, who is donating, who is supporting in every way they can. A very special thanks to everybody. This is African Youth Parliament. And hi, I am your honorable host for today. I am Damine. So today, let's remember first, on African Youth Parliament, we discuss issues that people tend to avoid. We discuss African issues, everything about Africa. Everything that needs to be touched, everything that needs to be addressed, everything that needs to be known about Africa, and even the way forward, because we're not just here to talk about the profile and provide solutions in the ways that we can. So this is African Youth Parliament, and a very special greeting to all our fathers out there. We say, Dudu Spree says, African Youth Parliament says, Happy Father's Day to everybody. Fathers are very much unsung. Fathers, men are the one out there doing the work, the hard work. Is it the construction of the roads? Is it mail? Is it the railroads? Is it? I was watching videos today of how men work very hard. You know, in mining, I was watching mining videos, how they work hard in the mining field, in the oil sector, in the oil wells, drilling and all that, in architecture, in construction, and so many hard works that we wouldn't want our women to do. We know our women can always participate, but men do 90% of that because it is just naturally, societally allocated to them. And who else would do it? So, and to our wonderful women who are supporting the men also, but today is Father's Day, so the spotlight is on the fathers. So fathers, thank you very much for being there. Thank you for going to war to fight from time past. Thank you for standing there to protect your families. Thank you for being a father figure, a masculine strength, a backbone, a protector, a provider, a defender to your children and to the women and to the society at large. Thank you very much for being a father. Thank you for being a man. And you'll know that when you come back to this world, you will choose to be a man again, because it is wonderful to be a man. Thank you very much. So, Happy Father's Day. Today on African Youth Parliament, we would like to say that today is the concluding saga of what we've begun. For the past week now, to be precise, for the past 7 weeks, we've been having discussions on the effects of colonialism on Africa. We've been talking about it so much, and truly, it cannot be overemphasized unless we just want to lie about it. We realize that there are too many aspects of colonialism that has affected Africa in many aspects, in many areas, even in areas you can't recognize sometimes. Colonialism has affected Africans even to the root of their brains, to their mindset, to how they see colors. I was still watching videos, and because I learned so much from videos, that is one of the ways I learn, apart from reading. It is now informed that Africa was not informed about color of the skin. We don't look at people by color. We don't judge people by color. All we knew is that we were Africans. We didn't call ourselves blacks. We didn't call ourselves blacks at all until they came and told you, you are a black man. And they introduced many things, starting with religion, because religion was the best and favorite weapon of oppression. Because before you oppress a man, you have to oppress his mind. You can never conquer a man until you have conquered his mind. The first thing you can never conquer is the mind of a person. A man is never conquered until his mind is conquered. Once you tell an eagle you are a chicken, and you force him to believe it's a chicken, and you make him believe it's a chicken, it will always fly. But if he does not accept that fact, he will always be an eagle. So that is just how it happens. So it takes a lot of effort to make an eagle a chicken, to convert an eagle into a chicken. So it took lots of effort, but with time, with years and years and years. So then when the eagle, of course, started procreating, it kept the children also, they were born on the floor, and they never knew that their wings was meant for more than just flapping and fanning themselves, that they could actually take to the sky. They didn't know that they could do more than eat from the floor and eat droppings and all that, that they could actually hunt and break down animals on their own. So that is how it has affected people from generation to generation. So over 450 years of colonialism, over 450 years of oppression in different ways, in many different ways. And now many Africans have believed that they are nothing but blacks. They are nothing but base. They are nothing but below. In fact, to the extent that many religions have taught people that they were born in sin, of course, and they have to struggle. They are here to struggle to be perfect. They have avoided the fact of learning to transcend in humans, in humanity, learning to live as humans. The only thing they strive for is another home of glory. They have forgotten how to transform this place to a home of glory, their own country, their own place to a home of glory, that they only aspire for the home of glory in the sky, even though they are unsure and all. Then should we not go to our health sector, where we can't build our own health sector, where we depend solely on other people, on our own survival? Going to agriculture, where we have to produce cash crops, so that just for export, that what we produce majorly is on export. I was always wondering there that why did they measure it in, we produce, 500 trillion tons of this, or 500 million tons of this, and, export, they measure it in how much you can export. You know, we have alcohol everywhere. Now, that is also based on health and feeding of people. You can see alcohol as cheap as 15 naira or even less, and it is flying everywhere. But we have millions of people starving. And Africa has land, Africa has air, Africa has sunlight, Africa has water. The reason why people are starving is still, it still amazes me. So it is just so deep in the flesh that Africa has never been like this. Now, is it about even something so barbaric, how Africa was carved up? I was still seeing the display on Dudu Spray today. God, we're showing how we were mapped out, carved up, cut and divided, and where kingdoms of Africa were conquered, so they can cut us in different batches, how they like, how they can map us, draw us, tell us who we are, give us tags, give us names, give us identity, tell us we must have a state, a capital, okay, now you have an anthem and all those and all that. Where we are not who we are, we are who they want us to be. Then they pretend like it is our choice, and they erase it from history. How Africa wants reparation, and it is unsaid and unsung, and they are trying to shush Africa for wanting reparations and apology. How African women were raped and destroyed in many ways, because that is something of the mind and soul. So, how we're changed, how we're made to think in the ways they want us to think, how we're packed and gagged in sardine boxes, in ships like sardines, and how we're made to, and now made to eat what they want us to eat, at the end of the day, affecting our health on the long run, how we are being controlled in every form, economically, we are being controlled, and it's like there's no way forward, there's nowhere. Wherever you turn, you see the effects of colonialism. Wherever you turn, you see the effect of colonialism. How they've even made social media eat so deep into us, and that is even our fault, because we let it eat so deep into us that you barely see fathers having conversations at night. You barely see mothers with fathers. You barely see children sitting down to talk. It's either they're on phone, on social media, on TikTok, or just watching TV, where fathers could talk to their children. The only time, say, you see fathers and children and mothers talking is maybe the child has done something or there is a problem. There is now no relationship between even people. I've been to the bank several times and you see people sitting down. I've been to public places and many people are there and people are not talking to people. Instead, some people are just chatting to other people, wherever you are just chatting and people are not having real and actual conversations anymore. And this has affected Africa. How all those how our own culture and traditions has been blotted out from us. It has been removed, extracted, and we are blinded to these facts and we can't even think about it. This is deep and it has gone so wide. So this is what is going on in Africa now. So see, these and many more are the effects of colonialism in Africa. And so what do we do about this? After all said and done, after everything that has happened. So now, what do we do about it? And that is what we are here to discuss today. So let us go to our first speaker, to Ajoke Ade. What are your thoughts on this? What can Africa do? How can Africa retrace our step? How can Africa be Africa again? Is it possible for the kingdoms of old, for the Mali Kingdom, for the Benin Empire, for the Oyo Empire, and many others to rise up again? For the Zimbabwe, they also said in Zimbabwe there was a great kingdom that was wonderful, mighty. They had walls that none could match, and beautiful things all over Africa. The Egypt of old, can all those things return? Can Africa be the Africa again? The Africa of empires, of kingdoms, of giants, of men who stood tall, of people who stood tall, who were not running up and down, just trying to satisfy the world and just trying to be, just trying to exist, hand to mouth, hustling and reeking of poverty and pain and suffering and politics, political prejudice everywhere. Can Africa stand up again? Africa of culture, of traditions, of originality. Africa that is Africa, that is not living according to the laws of other people, of other continents, of other countries. Africa that is independent. The Africa that, you know, somebody was stupid enough to say Africa is a scar. Like Africa is a scar that cannot be healed. And I was like, hey, Africa, no. You know, someone almost said Africa is a scar upon the surface of earth, upon the face of earth, when Africa is the one feeding everybody. So, Ajoke Ade, what do you have to say? Where will Africa be? What can we do? After all said and done, what can we do? Thank you very much.
Yeah, great day to everybody, and we are happy to be here today. Another awesome time in the presence of the youth, African Youth Parliament. Many thanks to the Honorable Speaker of this House. Yes, as we were talking, you will see so many. Oh, some are in the waiting room, so let's quickly allow them to come in. So as we are admitting everybody, so we admit everybody into the room, welcome. And if you want to join us, you can always reach out to us and you will be glad you did, because this is where we discuss things that really, 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 really matters to us on the continent of Africa. Our honorable parliament members are strolling in. May we apologize for keeping you at the gate. It's because you came late. The convergence of this honorable house begins at 4:50 every Sunday. It is live, being recorded and being broadcasted on the radio. And we also premiere the recorded version, unscripted, on the YouTube channel, Twitter, Instagram, and every other social media handles. that we have always worked with. Thank you so much, everybody. And there's always podcast. So if you are trying to save your data, we have Doodle Spree is one house that has made everything easier for everybody, no matter where you are on the continent of Africa. So you can share podcasts at little or no data. You'll be able to listen. So here we are. Our honorable speaker loves the old empire so much, and he wants us to go back there. But as a traditional of the soil, I will object to that, my speaker. Africa may never go back to the old empire. If you see the map showing on the screen right now, you will see what we used to be. We have the Wolof, we have the Ghana, we have Mali, we have Songhai, we have Ashanti, we have the Yoruba, we have the Kamel, Borno, Congo, Luanda, we have the Luba, we have Lozi, we have Monotapa, we have Malawi, Kiwa, Zulu Kingdom, the Marina, we have the Rwanda, we have Buganda, we have Ethiopia, Axum, Kush, the classical Egypt, and we have the Carthage. These were African kingdoms and empires before now. And the way the kingdoms were, they always spread across. So those places that you do not see any maybe like a kingdom, what you're seeing on the screen is just the headquarters. So you know they now spread. That's why the Yoruba descent cut across almost everywhere on the face of earth. That's the only group that maintains a language, a culture, and they are everywhere. Yoruba taking the lead everywhere. So, but then the thing is, can we go back to these olden days? It has the hills, because if the empires were so strong, they wouldn't have fallen. So I would not advocate for us to go back to the medieval era, but we can always do something better. And that's the reason for this parliament today. Yes, I love what used to happen. So, you know, when we want to, there's something wrong with us in this age because of technology. Technology can actually be deadly in the sense that just imagine you still typing on the old touchlight phone. It's almost like, and that's the way we are wired in this age. We tend to do away with so many things. Once we see the new one, we are always looking for the, you know, like, what's next? What's next? But it's not always like that. What do they have in these empires that lasted to today? The language, the culture, the way of life, the food. They were all part of this old kingdoms. And that's good. We still need to maintain those. But the veto power that made, you know, today I was just thinking about the Mafian laws, the Mafian rules. And I was just like, I concluded, this is a joke. I concluded that if you want to have power, have absolute power. If you want to have power, ensure you have absolute power. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It is deep. It is one of the rules that is being used to govern this present age. And going through the absolute power, you want power, ensure you've got absolute power. Why do you need absolute power? Is because power corrupt, and absolute power corrupt absolutely. You know, in inference, because I know so many people find it difficult to understand my thought pattern. Anyway, I can be crazy in my own way. It is the Afri crazy. Because if you don't have absolute power, there is somebody who's going to take the power, that the power corrupts the person, and the person will become corrupted absolutely. So I'd rather have power over my life absolutely and be corrupted absolutely for my life than for another person who's got the power absolutely over me, corrupted absolutely, and now turned me to his own absolute mess. So you will see that when we talk this way, it's not as if we are somebody. I know you have learned something. And this is just the way I function right now. We will not go back to the old empires because they were absolutely corrupt and they were able to also abate slave trade. They used to have slavery in their own because they even take over their own land. I've told my stories over and over. I am a confluence of the reality of things that we did to ourselves, even as Yoruba people. My father's clan encroached my mother's clan. My mother belongs to the old ruling house called Ile Obala, and my father's clan belongs to the current ruling house called the Owa Onye. So now, the Owa Onye current ruling house encroached the Ile Obala, the old ruling house, and then before you knew it, they took over the mandate. Till tomorrow, it's still in my village. So why are we saying all this is so that we would learn and live our lives in retrospect. As the members of this parliament are coming in, we want to let the whole world know that the whole system of government on the continent of Africa has got its own and our own views. But all of us need to work together and also understand that we cannot have it all good. We may not have it all good, but there is always a way forward. So this chain has been broken. Why will I say it's been broken? Someone say, Ajoke, but we still don't have electricity. But the thing is, it's broken and it is left for you and I to see beyond and also raise our hands and know that the chains are broken. We will not be bound again. I don't know about you, but I say it is a new dawn on the continent of Africa, and I'm so excited. I was in the midst of, and they will be coming to join us soonest. Yes, by the grace of Olodumare, anyways. I was in the midst of African descent that want to come back home. These were people whose fathers were taken 400 years ago during the slave trade. They want to come back home. And then those who migrated themselves, they want to come back home. And we've been able to make connections across Africa among the youth and everything we've been talking about. Everybody says no to colonization. We are tired of the borders that the colonial masters imposed on our fathers. The chains are broken, and that is the sermon today. African Youth Parliament, we move forward, but we will take the good from the past. We will learn from the hills of the present and make a better future. The chains are broken. Thank you very much, Honorable Speaker.
Wow, that is very beautiful. Thank you very much, Ajokadi. The chains have broken. It is time to advance and move forward. So, at the end of the day, would we like to say that any good whatsoever came from decolonization? If we think about it. So, you know, I sometimes think deeply. I feel like maybe this was necessary. It was necessary for Africa to be colonized. Though there are some research I did, readings I did, because it's not deep enough, that Africa has once colonized the world, like European countries, actually. That Africans were once there in leadership, in building, were there to build them. You know, presently, during the colonial era, Africa was the one that built many of the things we see in the European world now. Of course, it is attributed to Africa. And as we know that, so Africa had to spread all over the world. That is what the person thought, of course. said Africa, it was necessary for Africa to spread all over the world so that once again, we needed to do it so that we can spread across and have a routine in every country, in every place, on every part of it. He said, so that was his own opportunity. That was his own thoughts, actually. That was his own mindset. So I am of the opinion that the colonization might have done one or more good. Of course, obviously, it could have done one harm or the other. But if we measure it against the other, was it necessary? Was it useful? Is the good more than the bad? Is the good of the colonization more than the bad? Can we separate it from the other? And if there are good, if there are many good, so what can we just harvest from all this? So let's go to the next speaker before we go back to Ajokade, and that is, oh, okay, we can see a hand up. Okay, please let Ajokade go then. We call King Phoenix. Thank you, Ajokade.
Okay, many thanks for having me. Although, according to the rules, I shouldn't have spoken right now. I'm so sorry, but I would object, my honorable speaker. How will you say that any good came from being killed, being raped, being put in chains? If you see the number of Africans who do not have the mind of their own today, man, there's no good in colonization. The only people that reaped it were the colonizers. They got our gold. They raped our women. They had everything. When their ship is laden, when they are in the deep sea, they threw our men in the ocean. No good came from colonization. Nobody should justify slavery. And that is the Stockholm Syndrome we talk about. It is Stockholm Syndrome that will make anybody to accept colonization, to accept slave trade, to accept slavery in any form. I reject, I detest, and I say no to it. Although by lineage, ọmọ sọ wípé okò èrè sí ọmọ wòyíra wòyíra kó má ba ẹrúkẹrú ẹrúkẹrú abilala lẹnu. My forefathers, they have that theology, but I disassociate myself from it. It is not humane. It can never be said to be good. Before they came, we were healing ourselves. Before they came, we had means of when a woman is prone to miscarriage, there is a way our forefathers used to keep the pregnancy outside the womb. Go do your research. How many decades now are we having the incubator in the modern science? How many years in line now? This I have seen before. A woman whose baby was kept outside. And then when it was time for delivery, just 2 months, you will see the pregnant, you will not even believe. If not that you were there when the baby came out, you will not say, you'll be like, this person was never pregnant. These were African medicines that we have lost. Slave trade did us no good. In fact, it messed up our mind. That till now we are, if you see, I was researching about one of our fathers, and they were telling me he's a French Cameroonian. That is their identity. Come on, French Cameroonian, double wala. The identity of a slave master, and also, if you check across Africa, we have been messed up a lot, and I will not support us accepting that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ajokade. So, it is true. Okay, but now it is time to call our next speaker. So, our next speaker, King Phoenix, what would you have to say about everything, about the colonization, how it has affected Africa, the way forward? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Spirit FM, and thank you very much, Honorable, for giving this opportunity. Yes, How has the so-called colonization affected Africa? Colonization has affected Africa in many, many, many ways. Number one thing I can say, colonization made us forget who we are. It made us forget our culture, our tradition, the real Africans. Now, we have to behave like the whites. We have to act like them. We have to speak their language. We have to do many things they do. We have to do what they want us to do. It has affected us in these ways. And see, with the day Africa will accept its own culture and start practicing its own culture, I don't believe, let me speak for myself, I don't believe Africa can develop if we don't use our own real way. Because we just keep on copying these white guys. This colonization really affected those. They made us speak their own language, follow their own culture and tradition. They made us believe that our own is not even good enough for ourselves. We have to do their own stuff. They've really gone far. They've really gone very, very, very far. Like now, our ancestors' heads are lying in their museums there. Our artifacts, many of our artifacts they've stolen and in their own side that we even need to pay. Belong to our forefathers to see, so we need to pay to see what belongs to us. But the problem with this matter is that we even embrace these guys. We still, many people still love these white guys. We think they love us and they don't love us. Honorable Speaker, you asked the question. You said, this colonization was it meant to be? This colonization was it meant to happen to Africa? And is the colonization helping us at all? No, I don't believe that. These guys don't like us. If you remember very well, when they came, they pretended to be good people. They pretended as if they love us. They gave us some few things, and many of our own people, and they believed them. And now they are behaving good again. What do you think they're trying to do? These guys don't love us at all. They raped our women. They stole our things. They robbed us of many, many, many things. Then they made us like, in fact, now I can see Africa. Africa is still under slavery. Many Africans, they are still under slavery because we need to follow their ways. We need to believe that our own stuff is never good enough. But now, the main thing I want to talk about, it has happened already. Is this a solution now that matters? Africa become the way it was before. Yes, that is my answer. My answer is yes. Africa can become the way it was before. Everything can go back to normal. All we need to do is, we just need to go back to the way we were. We need to go back to the way we were. We need to stop copying them. We need to follow the path our own forefathers has laid down for us. We need to follow those paths. We need to start developing ourselves as well. Like now, in fact, many of African cultural stuff now wants to extinct. They want to go into extinction. They want to fade away. When do you see parents themselves now? Parents won't even train their own children. They won't teach their own children on their language. You see a child talking, maybe a father or a mother. A child will be talking to his father or mother anyhow. The parents won't do anything. They're like, no. It's like they will like leave my child alone, leave my child alone. It is not part of our own stuff. They won't even teach their children their language. And you expect us this way now. We're actually copying the whites. We're using this method. I think there was a time they discussed on training our children or so on African Youth Parliament, but I wasn't around that day. But now we've our own method of discipline, we've even forgotten everything. Now let's leave discipline alone. Our own method of doing things. We have the way we behave. If you have a problem in our country now, according to the African spirituality, there's a way we handle it. But now we don't undo those stuff again. We need to shout and shout and shout and shout. Last go, what will happen? We've let me just say Africa is kind of lost right now. We are just Africans by title. Our own act, God doesn't show that we're Africans. We are just so for us to build Africa, we just need to go back to our own real way. Sure. Our tradition, our religion, everything. We need to get back what we've lost. We need to rise up again. That is it. So how do we do that now? We need to educate people based on this Africa, who we are. Many people don't even know the history of Africa. Many people don't even know the history of themselves. They don't even know themselves. They don't know who they are. The few even knowing who they are is just trash. It is one type of horrible stuff. So we just need to get ourselves together. We need to get ourselves back. And Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. And again, we believe these white guys. We can't do anything without them. No, who said so that we can't do things without them? We can do many, many, many things without them. We don't need them to survive. Before they came to Africa, we were living well. I think I'm right. We were living well before they came. So now, why have we believed that? Without these white guys, there's nothing we can do. We can't achieve things or what. No, we can do a lot without them. We need to be free from their bondage. So thank you very much, Judith Spray FM. Thank you very much, Honorables, for giving me this chance. Thank you.
Thank you very much, King Phoenix. It is very good to hear you speak. It is a pleasure. Africa and what we've lost. You know, this topic has been so fascinating to me. Africa and everything has been so fascinating. So the next topic, we are sure we'll be going back to ancient Africa, how we can actually rebrand ourselves, what we've lost in the past 400 years plus, and how we can get ourselves back, get back to our faith. We have someone in the house that's Taiwo T Plus. It is good to have in the house. This is African Youth Parliament. And today we are talking about effects of colonialism on Africa. So today, the major theme is after all said and done. If you'd like to contribute, kindly raise up your hand so we can know. And Ajoke Ade, please, your hand is still up. Would you like to say something, or it's just from the past?
Oh, yes, no, it's part of my hand. Thank you, sir. So okay. I want to really, really, really appreciate the speaker before me, and that's Phoenix. Yes, we are soaring higher and we are flying to the straight to the sun because we are the continent of the light. But there are things that we need to actually know. Is the fact that the name Africa, the word black, were not given to us by ourselves. You know, like when we say the Europeans, the Chinese, the Yoruba, they were names that these names, you know, they were just people saw us and gave it to us. And we have been fighting over and for. So when we talk about the religions, you know, religions are also foreign influence. So when we are moving forward, we should not also forget the fact that even the descent, the descent of these our slave masters are also in our midst, because when they were here, they sowed seed, tokpo, okpoju, spiritually, physically, mentally, reproductive wise. So we are a mixed generation. So if you want to go back to the roots, don't forget that some of your kings might be the descent, what we call the mixed generation. Oh my goodness. So not all of us has privilege. Like I am a purebred from my forefathers. I know my genealogy till today because my grandmother, before she passed on, told me, and my mother told me. So all of us, we need to go back to our bedtime stories and tell our children. But moving forward, there are things that are common and cut across the continent of Africa. In the past, we had the kingdoms like we've considered before. But then, right now, are we going to continue that? The chains are broken now. Let us see the future, even with the eyes of the past. So right now, we want to develop the continent of Africa. Yes, I will be fast with this. So if you check this chart on the screen, you will discover that the continent of Africa does not have internet connectivity. One problem that we have today. So if we want to develop, these are practical solutions after everything is said and done. And a few of us who have the internet facilities, what do we do with them? The connectivity, we use them to, you know, like check, what do we call it, Facebook, you know, just consumers. Let me use the word, we are just consumers. We need to begin to produce. Those who produce, they are the ones that are leading. So your internet is coming from either Europe, America, or Australia, and a bit of the Asians. You see, we are in soup. So that means our data, my goodness. So there is no way, there is no kosiara to fed that lower internet. The database, the server is somewhere that is not even on the continent of Africa. Can we check out the map of Africa? There are still places where it's only email they can use on the continent of Africa, BitNet, and no connectivity. So we need to wake up and fix all this. So if we don't really know our problem, we may not know the solution. As we move on, let's say Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to the fathers again. Yes, we appreciate you. We love you. And we know that you are doing your bit in order to make Africa better. So another point is the fact that even the so-called United Nations, I'm making this reference today because seven African states, they went to Ukraine and Russia. They are there right now, you know, making. And I saw the 10 points they raised. And on the 10 points, one of it was they needed to open the Black Sea so that we would get food on the continent of Africa. I say, continent of Africa, that Europe have to, you know, create a condition, what's called the tropics. We have the tropics. So what happens to the corn, the guinea corn? What happened to the rice? What happened to the yam? What happened to everything that naturally thrive and grow on our own soil? Now by force to chop wheat, now by force to chop bread, wait and do akara. I beg go. Akara is even more nutritious than the so-called bread. Because I am so sad that our leaders on the continent of Africa will go do peace meeting, and they will be telling the whole world, they have mouth to say that we do not have food. And these are big, there are big countries on the continent of Africa with great weather, with great soil. So we have been grouped to think we are the least developed on the continent of Africa. If you check the map, but the developed are the Americans, the Europe, and the Australia, and the part of Asia. So when would we, Eurasia, and the maybe the Arabs too, anyways, when are we going to rise above all this? Why am I showing all this is so that every one of us will know that we have work to do and we will know where we are. So even when we are going back talking about this and that, let us know what our problem, current problem are. So if we want to go back to being better, Africa needs to first get the name better. Sometimes they call us nation, the black continent. Sometimes they call us continent. Sometimes they call us state. Sometimes they call us, just let me give you an example. Nigeria is a good example. And Nigeria is a typical case of majority of us. So when you're talking about Nigeria, is Nigeria a country? Is Nigeria a state? What is Nigeria? We can't even define ourselves like arise, oh compatriot, Nigeria's Kolobe. There was a place they say nation, and another place they say country, another place they say mother, they say fatherland, and in the fatherland, they still told you that. Our honor and glory You don't get it. The national pledge is talking about the her, she. The anthem is talking about a man, he. So, the father. So, we are too confused. We need to get our names right. And I will tell you that in the next generation, it might not be the generation of our father, but maybe when we will become aged, we are likely to change the name of the continent from Africa. Because that name was not even given to us by Olodumare, by, you know, the divine being. It was given to us by the Roman explorers. So we need to get our names right. And after that, we need to get, you know, this border created during the Berlin conference, we need to collapse it. We would collapse. It's not just about you. It's about the whole of the continent. Because it is not nice for us to experience, it will not be right for us to experience what they experienced in India, that they had to divide based on religious beliefs, and some went with one religion and another. You know, so I see my brother now because of some religious beliefs that he's not putting food on my table, although he's giving the slave masters food. So we need to get our names right and then collapse this border that this artificial border, the slave trade borders, the Berlin Conference borders. We need to collapse them. After that, all of us need to get our languages and our capital states, provinces, the pledge, what do we call it, the flag, the anthem, and our symbols right. We must go back to the basics. That's just the long and short of this. We will not just talk, we will also act. We will also act. It is important, it is prerogative on us to do all this. And after all is said and done, all of us must know our rights and duties. The rights and duties as Africans, don't forget we are likely to change the name. That is why Dudu Spree is, you know, we are hoping to redefining these things that we've always had. So by the time we are checking out these borders and territory again, let us check out those who have been the permanent population, DNA. We must check out our DNA and know who has been when, where, and how they got there. It is okay to actually make these researches. And we should have maybe it's okay if you have been here 100 years, maybe you become a permanent populace. You have been here 1,000 years, 1 million years. I have been, my family, they've been on the soil of our land from time immemorial, since Olodumare created the earth. I don't know about some other people. They might have walked down, you know, maybe they were the nomads, you know, they may have one recurring buying. But my own forefathers, me and Ajoke, we have always been where we are. So maybe like a permanent population, this is an international convention. You see, I did not write it. It's on WikiHow. Let us be open to new ideas. Let's know what we will do and what will work for us. Let's have defined territories. So if we have a group of people who speak same language, you know, like we've discussed before, who have the same ideologies, who have the same ways of life. If you are going up north, down south is usually hot. So if you are down south, it's a little bit cool. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe let those who understand each other stay together and let them have their own defined territory. And the way Olodumare made it, there are, you know, water bodies, rivers, that there are natural borders. If you are moving from, like Nigeria, a good example, you are moving from the southern part of Nigeria, even within the south, because I've gone around Nigeria, not all the states, but I've gone to all the geographical locations. So if you are moving from the southwest, go to Edo, you will see that the soil will change. Those are the things you will know. There are natural barriers, borders that Olodumare has given all of us. The soil changes. And when you now climb the plateau, just, oh my goodness, the experience is awesome. So let this defined territory be maintained and let us live there. Let we will also have government, yes, the government that understand our own nitty-gritty, not a government that will be forced to make us LGBT when we do not even know it. Many of us, like I am a cross-dresser, yes, but that does not make me maybe like, what do we call it, LGBT, what is, or maybe what that. But the thing is, what works for the people at a particular place, at a particular time, let us work with it. Why is it that in the UK and other parts of the world, it is easier for them to come together and say, let us change this law. But on the continent of Africa, they want to impose on us. The government is weak in Africa. And it is because we have corrupt leaders. And I'm going back to where I started, where I say, if you want power, ensure you got the absolute power. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that guy who is corrupted will not be the one to dictate your life. So you want power, go for the absolute ones. And after you do all this, you maintain your territory. We know who are who, what, when, and how. Not this one that is a she today, is a he tomorrow, is a her. When we were with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, he was talking, he said, African state, I beg your pardon. Is Africa like America? So I don't know. Are we countries? Are we nations? We don't know. We don't know who we are. And this generation, we make the change. And after we are done, we understood who we are, we will now enter into relationship with other states, so to say, with other continents, with other tribes and races and human tongues. Because at that time, we would be strong enough to make decisions. Not that because USAID is coming, something is happening now. In some of the countries on the continent of Africa, they are already introducing bestiality to children in primary school. You know, catch them young. They are now trying to let our children know that it is okay to actually love your cat, your dog so much that you may enter into sexual relationship with it. I would still be lying. Not before we go call them for Islam. But now, you know what they do? Because they are the ones that are giving us aid that they will use to give us this foreign aid, humanitarian assistance. They used to give us bowl, pipe bomb water, used to give us food. Can't our government do all these things? If it is so expensive to eat a white man's food, why don't we go back to Akamu? Why don't you go back to Moi Moi and Ekwa? Why don't you go back to Akantawa and everything that Olodumare has given to us on the continent of Africa? Because until we are able to feed ourselves, clothe ourselves, secure ourselves, we cannot and we should not, we must not enter into relationship with others. Because at that point, we are already disenfranchised. I rest my case. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ajokade. That is wonderful and that is very extensive. Alas, there is light in the future of Africa. And this future is left towards the youth. We are the ones that can actually reshape this future. And we are the ones that can bring it to life. This dream can be achieved. And Odiowawa. So I believe this. I believe we can. And I believe we will. It has been a wonderful day today. It has been a wonderful conversation. And there's a take home for everybody. And that is what we have heard from Ajokade. Africa will be Africa again. Even it is rumored that was not even our name initially. But that is not the major thing. One way or the other, we get our identity, know who we are, stand strong, stand firm, do what is right, do what we should do, and be Africans again. So this is African Youth Parliament once again. And a very big thanks to Dudu Square FM. Ajokade, please, your hand is still up.
Please don't mind it. I'm trying to wrap up it.
Okay. So a very big thanks to everybody who attended today's show, to Ajokade Famuyiwa. It's a pleasure to call you that. To King Phoenix, to everyone who joined us, to everybody who's listening live to us on Dudu Spree Media House, to everybody who is listening to us live on Dudu Spree FM, to everybody who's listening to us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere, on TikTok, we are African Youth Parliament. And we're here to rebrand Africanism and Pan-Africanism. We're here to rebrand who we are to go back and be better, to take from the past and reshape the future. We are who we are. We can be better. We can be greater. That is what we have in our DNA. That greatness is in us. And we will not shortchange the world of what it should actually get from Africa. We are this glory, this light, and we must shine. It is our destiny. So a very big thanks to Dudu Spray from the first and only truly Pan-African radio for this wonderful opportunity. It is always a pleasure to be here. I am your honorable host, Jamai. Next week, we'll be here again by 4 o'clock p.m. to discuss what's more on Africa. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Once again, happy Father's Day. Thank you.
This is Dudu Spray FM on African Radio.